With Jenna and Sarah off on their dates and Nick at work, Cassie and Megan were the only two left at home. Fortunately, or unfortunately, depending on whom you were asking, they'd managed to track down an exotic dancer for Thursday night's show. Megan could certainly understand why Cassie had no desire to see Nick's best man naked. But damn, what about Megan's desires? Talk about a blown opportunity. How the hell was she going to get a glimpse of Brady's gorgeous, well-toned body now? By calling the hotline, of course. Megan was yawning and thinking about making her way to bed early when Cassie poked her head into the kitchen. I have to head over to the station for a minute. Wanna come? Megan shrugged, no longer tired. Clearly, the thought of glimpsing Brady decked out in his firefighter gear had given her a second wind. She tried to keep the enthusiasm from her voice. Sure, why not? I have no other plans. She waved her hand. Plus, I'd love to see Brady's dog, Jag, she said breezily. Cassie shot her a knowing look, then rolled her eyes heavenward. Jag? Oh, please, Megan, you're as transparent as cling wrap. Megan scoffed and shrugged her shoulders. What? I like animals, she said, unable to keep the maniacal grin from her face. Not only had she been born without the sensor gene, but she'd also been born without the cloaking gene. She wore her emotions on her sleeve, and there wasn't a damn thing she could do about it. Just give me a sec to get freshened up. Megan took a quick minute to splash on some makeup and fluff her short blonde hair. After changing out of her pajamas and into a pair of jeans and a short-sleeved blouse, she met Cassie at the door. Once they were on the highway, Megan turned to Cassie, curiosity getting the better of her. So what's Brady's story anyway? Cassie took a sip of cola and put it back into the dash tray. He's one of the nice guys, Megan. She angled her head and met Megan's glance. And as you and I both know, those nice guys are few and far between. Megan chewed on that bit of information for a minute. So Brady was hot and nice. What a lethal combination. A combination that would attract a lot of women, no doubt. For a minute, she wondered if he had his own harem, or if he was a regular participant in the hotline. Not that it mattered to her, it didn't, because what he did in his free time was none of her business. But still. What does he do for fun? Megan asked. Well, he loves to cook, loves animals, and loves the outdoors. The four guys often take off on the weekends. They either go fishing. You've already heard Mitch's fish tales. She chuckled and continued. Or they go mountain biking. Sometimes in the winter they go snowmobiling. Brady has a cottage just north of us. Megan pursed her lips. Sounded like fun. Her kind of fun. Huh. He sounds too good to be true, Cassie. Maybe. I guess you'll have to find that out for yourself. Maybe she would. Or not. Megan mumbled under her breath. He probably has his mother down in the deep freeze. Cassie laughed out loud. Such a pessimistic attitude. Megan flashed a smile and folded her arms across her chest. That is not a pessimistic attitude by any means. That is an I don't want to have my ass frozen in anyone's deep freeze attitude. Cassie chuckled. After a quiet moment, she said, Look, Megan, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You're a grown woman. I do know what you've been through with your ex, though, and trust me, not all men turn out to be assholes like him. Maybe you should give Brady a chance. She gave Megan a wink and lightened the mood. He sure seems to want it. With that advice, Megan turned her attention to the radio and flicked through the stations. A short while later, Cassie pulled her compact Honda into the parking lot at the station. When Cassie spotted Nick playing ball outside the big garage doors, a warm, loving smile crossed her face. He's one of the good guys too, Megan. Megan's heart turned over in her chest when she saw the love shining in Cassie's eyes. So are Mitch and Dean, Cassie added. They're a family, a brotherhood, where they all look out for each other. A wide smile crossed Nick's face as he waved to Cassie and made his way to the car. They were so obviously perfect for each other. Megan felt a pang of envy. She once thought she had fairy tale love like that, but look how that happily ever after had turned out.